For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's back-to-back weeks with a big hitter, Chapman, and a little bit of Peacock. How we doing, Brian?
I'm doing phenomenal. It's draft season. I love it. And so no better time than on this St. Paddy's Day to do a little mock draft.
Oh, I got my Who All Seen a Leprechaun Say Yeah t-shirt, if you've ever seen the video. That it's one of my favorites. But yeah, it's St. Paddy's Day. I've not started drinking yet, so that is a good thing. But this episode is going to be fun. We're going to focus a lot on the draft. I've got some hypotheticals that I want to swing by Peacock's, kind of see how he thinks about different things. And then we're going to get into a mock draft, which we did last time. But this one's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to kind of be the general manager. I'm going to filter through who's available and give Brian 4 to 5 names, maybe more, maybe less. And he's going to have to pick from those. He's the Kyle Shanahan. I'm the scouting department, I guess, is what that will. And let me ask you this, Brian. Do you believe that Kyle Shanahan has final say in the draft room at all times?
I think, yes, I think contractually he has it, and I think he gets to make a fuss about the guys he wants, and if I'm Kyle Shanahan and you're John Lynch in this, I say, John Lynch, I want this guy. I'm not going to be able to sleep unless I get this guy.
Joe Williams it is.
And you being the good pal that you are, say, Kyle, it's not because I'm contractually obligated, it's because I want to help you get the team that you want to build, and so I'm going to go get your guy. And so we might have to do some of that today.
I think it's going to be interesting because I think that you and I have different ranks on a lot of different positions. I think almost everybody does, but I know you put a lot of time into the draft. You always have. I remember listening to all the shadow draft. Those were always like some of my favorites. And I'd be like, man, Brian knows this stuff. Obviously you put the time in. So let's get started. Let's start with a curveball, and then we're going to get to a return to normalcy a little bit. So who is this question came from David M through an email, and he said, who is your surprise number 11 pick that nobody's talking about? It seems like every single year the 49ers have some pick somewhere in the draft that's just kind of like off the wall. Is there a player at 11 that you think the 49ers might be interested in that nobody's really talking about?
I would say the kind of darkest horse that I think is pretty likely at pick 11 would be somebody like Kenneth Grant, who is in a need position. He's a first round guy all day, and people always plug him into mocks in the first round, but they seem to never really get him up there around pick 11 to the 49ers. And I just think the 49ers have been a team that has drafted so heavily for need in the early rounds and usually telegraph what that need is pretty hard. Or if they don't, they, you know, make a big move that opens that gaping hole up. And so I think this year, looking at the 49ers draft, defensive tackle is that position. And if you look at Mason Graham, who might not be there for the 49ers, and then Walter Nolan, there's whispers about some character stuff and off field. Would that fit with what the 49ers want to do? And even though I love the tape, and I would absolutely take him at pick 11 talent wise. I know you love Derek Harmon, and I think he's a little hit or miss for me on tape. I like the high end stuff. I think the consistency is not there for me. And I think the 49ers might look at Kenneth Grant as sort of a high upside, but also a high floor safe pick, but a high-end pick as well. And so I'm going to go Kenneth Grant as a dark horse that I almost never see in mock drafts.
I like the player. And I think in today's NFL, especially with the Eagles just winning the Super Bowl, they took, you know, Jalen Carter is kind of that true two-down-only run stuff for elite athletic build and whatever else. I think Kenneth Grant is that. Is he as good? No. He's a lot cleaner off the field for sure. But there is a premium in this. And when the 49ers, they gave up more rushing touchdowns since the stat has been tracked in 49ers history last year. I think that is a big deal. And there are guys, those elite run stuffers that don't really offer a lot in the pass rush upside. But I think in today's NFL, it makes sense. And so I have Kenneth Grant 27th on my big board, which is probably too low. I've got to switch up some more, but my first rankings, I'm probably a little bit lower on than I should, but he's a premium player, and yeah, he would make the 49ers better right off the bat.
And I've seen some people argue that maybe even his upside could be better than Mason Graham's, and you know that Mason Graham physically might not blow you away. Can I add a secondary one in there? Because something has to happen first. But if Brandon Ayuk gets traded, I mean, it's Luther Burden, Tet McMillan all day long at pick 11, right? Tet McMillan, by the way, today ran 4.48 in the 40. He's a lock now.
He's probably the most true X wide receiver. If you trade Ayuk, you got to get an X.
And I think Kyle Shanahan's draft crush would be Luther Burden. I think Kyle Shanahan will be punching air saying, why did I draft the Z last year and Ricky Pearsall? Because Luther Burden is my guy. Like, Luther Burden 100% is Kyle Shanahan's draft crush. And so I could just see him say, you know what, we're going to go all Z's all day long anyway. Both got, you know, how Kyle Shanahan in his press conference, oh, are they play a similar position? No, all the guys can play all the positions. He'll say that. Luther Burden for sure would be Kyle Shanahan's draft crush. Tet McMillan would be more the X. You can't draft a wide receiver 11 unless you trade Brandon Ayuk. Is he traded before draft day? I think that definitely changes things. And, you know, best player available could potentially be a wide receiver at 11. And certainly I know that Kyle Shanahan will love him some Luther Burden on tape. And, Tet McMillan would be a great fit, and he ran that 4.48 at his pro day, which is all he had to do to lock himself into probably a top 10 pick.
There hasn't been any videos out of the pro day run, and that's what I'm like. I'm always waiting. Pro day numbers always kind of worry me, and I wish he would have ran, but he's not somebody that wins with just speed. But if you can get that 4.4 number, even if it was like a 4.51, 4.52, right, like that checks a box. 4.48 is great.
Just don't be 4.6 is really what, right, he needed to do. But 4.48 was kind of the thing. And I think it's similar with Will Johnson as far as prospects goes. Like, their pro day numbers are going to be really big because you got to just prove just check that box. And it's all teams want. They want to feel good. They want to be able to sleep at night. They want those boxes checked. And Tet just has them all checked now.
I like it. Now, my wild card at 11, I don't know if anybody's going to like this one, but I'm going to go Donovan Jackson, the most versatile offensive lineman in this draft. So clean, starts everywhere. He can play tackle. He can play guard. He worked out at guard at the combine. I think that's where he's going to be. But with the 49er situation, where if you drafted Donovan Jackson, you immediately, he's your left guard starter. And then we'll see what happens at the tackle spots. You can move him. But man, you might just have, it's a little too early for a guard only, but I don't see him as that. I see him as one of the cleanest players in this draft. And I do think he had 33 and a half inch arms, longer arms than Colton McKivitz. Would that bother you, Brian? Would you be upset if you saw that?
It would bother me because not because he's a bad player or a bad prospect, and I agree he can play a lot of positions, but can he play all the positions well would be my question. And if you're going to this is something else when you look at, and this is why I leaned away from offensive line talking about dark horse picks at 11, because the 49ers have two starting tackles currently. Are they going to pass on a defensive tackle to draft the position where they have two starters already? I don't know. It hasn't really been their MO in the past. So we'll see. It's hard to find an offensive tackle, though, which is why you draft one. So if you draft a guy who's probably not going to play tackle, that's where it starts to get difficult for me. And if you're going to draft a guard, it better be Will Campbell, right, at 11. So that's where I start to have problems with him. But I like it as a dark horse because this is – you're not supposed to pick a guy that people expect to be drafted there, right? So that's why I love Donovan Jackson as a player. Like, oh, wow, didn't see that coming. And I think that could just be a player just in general where he, if he goes pick 19, right? And you're like, oh, Donovan Jackson? Everyone had him as a second rounder, right? Pretty much the same reaction everyone had when the Niners drafted Ricky Pearsall at 31. It's like, oh, wow, okay, I had him as a second or third round guy. And he just went at the end of round one. And so that's a really good name, and I like that pull from you. One other thing too, when it comes to the 49ers and the offensive line, and it's a name we're not talking about enough as a future offensive tackle, and it's Dominic Pooney. He's also got longer arms, a better athletic profile than Colton McKivitz. Why would Dominic Pooney not be able to just kick out to right tackle next year potentially, right? So yeah, that's kind of the dark horse player. If the 49ers say to themselves, man, we got found money with Pooney, he's actually better than we expected, and you know what, he's probably just as good enough to play tackle as well, maybe that allows them to not draft tackle high and force it, thinking that they have now kind of an ace in the hole with someone like Dominic Pooney, who they believe can now play tackle.
And we know Kyle and kind of their team building philosophy is to sandbag a little bit on the offensive line, especially with like premium draft capital or premium salary cap. Mm-hmm. They don't pay there, and it's a very offensive lineman friendly scheme. So I totally get that. So I know everybody wants offensive line, and everybody wants offensive line every year. Don't be so sure whenever you're going to have Brindle and Barch and McKivitz starting the majority of this season again. I know Barch wasn't there last year, but seems like that's probably where it's going to be. Ooh, look at this. We got royalty over here from the Striking Gold podcast. We got the man Louder is in the chat. What's up, buddy?
Is that Rob Louder's handle? Okay, I didn't realize.
Lieutenant Simple Jack, man. He doesn't miss with his movie references, Tropic Thunder. I texted Rob the other day. I showed my 16-year-old Tropic Thunder for the first time. We had a wonderful time. We had to turn it off when the wife got home, but we finished it later. It's what it is. It's what it is.
Sneaking in movies behind the scenes. I like that.
That's the way it is. You can't get in trouble if she doesn't know what it is. Now, mm-hmm. You talked about positions that the 49ers always value. Offensive line in one of them. Defensive tackle, on the other hand, is huge. So I want to put you through this trade scenario. I put this out on Twitter this morning, and basically three scenarios. I want you to pick one and tell us why. Scenario A, the 49ers trade up for Mason Graham if he falls in the draft, but you lose your third round 75th pick. So you give up that third, jump up, get Mason Graham. Option B, stay at 11, take Walter Nolan. Seems to be kind of the consensus. Everybody really, really likes that one. And then option C, trade back in the draft, fall back if you can find somebody, pick up an extra third rounder, and get Derek Harmon. So A, trade up for Graham. B, stay put for Nolan. C, trade back for Derek Harmon. Which one of these do you like the most?
I know which one you like the most. You like C, right? And
I'd go C or A, yes.
I think that's last on my list, probably. I like the idea. I've kind of talked about this, too, and you had to throw the 75 pick in there because the 49ers have that pick at 100. And looking at the chart, that should get you up a couple spots, maybe not pick 9 or 8. And that, to me, is kind of where you'd have to be. And I do think pick number 8 would be for sale. So I kind of circled the Carolina Panthers at pick 8. Would pick 100, that last third round pick, be enough to get up to pick 8 for you and get Mason Graham? Then I'd be into it, and you would just kind of like feel good about it, and you would know you would get this player that that checks a lot of boxes for you, right? And again, I'm talking about checking boxes, so important for teams at this point. When you start talking about pick 75, it gets a little bit more difficult. So I think my choice would still be Walter Nolan at pick 11 and just staying there rather than giving up pick 75. And I think he is a good player, and his upside is right there with Graham and maybe even more than Graham. The questions I have is the off-field stuff, which I don't really know about. And there's been some, character concerns raised with him, but I've not heard anything specific. So it gets a little bit more difficult And so many players transfer nowadays that you don't really look at transfer. Oh, he's transferred a bunch of times. It's a red flag. It's like, it's not really a red flag anymore on its own, but there could be reasons why he transferred that could be a red flag. So I really don't know, but the tape is great. And I was actually blown away the other day because I remember how big of a prospect and how huge of a get it was when Travis Hunter went to
Colorado.
When he was out of high school as a recruit, he went to Jackson State. Was it right? Jackson State? Is that where they were with Deion? Yeah. And it was like, oh my God, the big top recruit in the nation went there. 5-star. He was actually the number 2 recruit in the nation, according to ESPN that year. Number 1 was Walter Nolan. Like, so he's got that ability. It doesn't mean you're a big time recruit. It means you're going to be a big time NFL player or anything, but he just has that kind of ability. And he's got a motor on tape too. Like, sky's the limit for how good he can be. Now, will the character keep him down? And I do see insider mock drafts have him lower than, it's a little suspect how low they have him. So I think somebody knows something somewhere. So I don't know what the actual deal is with him off the field, but if we're just judging it, these guys by tape, I would take B. If I found out there was character concerns, you have to take him off your board, then he wouldn't be an option at all for me. And I'd probably still choose A. And I don't mind trading down. Derek Harmon just really left a lot to be desired for me. And maybe I'll have to go back and maybe I watched the wrong games. He was just so hot and cold for me.
You don't like his ankles. You're an ankles guy.
Skinny ankles. Don't like that. Get the skinny ankles out of here for my interior guys, right? It's really hit and miss with him. And the high level reps were good, but I like the other two guys a lot better.
They say money can't buy you happiness. That might be true, but money sure can make you feel a lot of other things. When did you decide to take care of your money and why? Me, as somebody that branched out, got away from the normal paying job and had to take care of my own business and started from the ground up, money is stressful and it's been hard for me. But Acorns was a major part of the decision that made me be able to do the 49ers Rush podcast. Acorns is a financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools that make it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. My favorite thing, you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, as little as $5. Even if all you have is spare change, you can get started. So if you're ready to take control of your money, sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. Again, acorns.com/49ers, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I like it. Now, the voting, we had just over 500 votes. We just put this up a little while ago. The most votes went for C, trade back for Harmon, 45%. Sit at 11, take Nolan, 29%, closer to 30%. And then trade up for Graham, 28%. It kind of one of the big deals with this is, man, everybody likes trading back and the idea of that. You got to have somebody that wants to trade up. And I just, the way that this class works, after that top five, man, you're talking pick 6 through pick 25. They're rather indistinguishable. And so it gets hard. Why would somebody want to trade up? Maybe for a wide receiver, a quarterback, if Shadur falls, or if somebody really wants to jump up for Jackson Dart. Do you think there is a team that's willing to spend a first round pick on Jackson Dart?
Yeah, you would have to have the right player fall to go up to 11. Jackson Dart, I have a hard time believing the teams are going to get him, take him even high in the second, let alone trade into the first round to get him there. It's just a weird class, and I think it's going to be eye of the beholder, and we might be like the Donovan Jacksons of the world. We might be shocked because some teams might have him as a top 15 guy. Some teams might have him as a third round guy. You just don't know. And so I think it's going to be a lot more fun, and you usually get some of those wow picks late in the first round. We might get some a little bit earlier this year. It's going to be an easier year to trade up than to trade back, I would guess. And like, it's funny. I don't know what it is. And I'm the same way. Like football fans, when it's draft season, they love nothing more than a good trade back. I don't know why. If you put a poll out there, one of the options is trade back. That's what fans are going to choose. Why do fans love trading back so much when it comes to the draft?
I think you just, it's the idea of dart throws and we get more whatever. Yeah. Now I did a whole, like every single trade involving the number 11 pick since the year 2000, it was traded 6 times. One of them was a player for player trade, the Jay Cutler, who was the guy they swapped, the quarterback,
was it Osweiler?
No, not Osweiler. It was even Kyle Orton. There it is.
Oh, Kyle Orton. Right.
But the teams that traded up won, I think it was 3 of the trades, 2 of them were pushes. No team that traded back won a trade. And it's a small sample size. I understand that. But usually whenever you jump up, you get the premium player. So having said that.
So go up to Graham is what you're trying to say.
I would not be upset. There's 2 players I'd trade up for. And that's Abdul Carter, which I think has 0 realistic options. Mm-hmm. And then Mason Graham would be number 2, and that's it. I would not trade up for any other player in this draft if I was the 49ers. Is there another name that jumps out to you? Like, would you trade up for Mimbu, or would you trade up for your guy? I know you're a Will Campbell guy.
I like Will Campbell, but he's not an offensive tackle to me, so I would have to just stick and pick on Will Campbell too. And you know, if Graham and Mimbu and some other guys aren't there. And I love the tape from Josh Simmons, but his patellar tendon is like probably off the board at 11 too, which is a little frustrating. And to be honest with you, I like the receivers. If I would for sure take, like, I would take Tet McMillan or Luther Burden over, say, Kelvin Banks. Sorry, I know he's a Texas guy. And I know he's your guy. Okay. Probably the most common guy you put in mocks at 11 for the 49ers. I would probably take one of those 2 wide receivers if Brandon Ayuk was traded over some of the other guys too. But right now, that wouldn't be an option for me. It'll be fascinating to see who best player available is, because, you know, it might not be that perfect need fit for the 49ers at 11. Mm-hmm. And would another team be willing to come up and make need meet value for them in a trade? I don't know. It'll be a really fun. It'll be a really fun atmosphere there. I do think that there's a chance, though, that that Mason Graham slips, not necessarily to 11, but close enough. That Michigan Pro Day, it will be interesting.
That 7-8 spot. Now, the Newt asked, would you trade up for Travis Hunter if he fell to 7 or 8, like you would a Mason Graham? Would that be enough for you to go? Would you jump up and get Travis Hunter?
Yeah, I would. I don't know where I would play him, though. I think he should be a corner that plays a little wide receiver.
I grade him as a corner. Yeah. So I'm with you there.
Not a huge need, but I think he's a stud. Like I just think Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter are blue chippers and they're in a different tier. And so it's worth going up and, you know, giving up a third to get somebody in that tier and get a star player if you're the 49ers or if you're any team, which is why they're not going to slip. I think, I think it's going to go quarterback and then those 2 players. And, you know, maybe Shador is in the mix, and so then that extends it to 4. But those guys are going to be gone in the first 3 or 4 picks.
All right. All right, let's jump into this mock draft. Now, we're going to be using PFF 7 rounds. I'm going to slow this down just in case you want to trade up. Are there any of these metrics that you want to change? I've got public board, care less for positional value. We could slide them to your liking, Kyle Shanahan, Brian Peacock.
Well, I do think that teams tend to draft for need less in reality than in mock drafts. In mock drafts, almost every single pick is what's the biggest need, put a player there. And I just think, except for the 49ers, most of the other teams, it's not quite like that. And there is some need involved, but need is more of a tiebreaker than a we are only going to draft this position kind of. And that's so hard to do mock drafts because you just don't know what everyone's draft board is going to look like, especially if there's a tier break. So maybe I would knock that down 1. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get started. We're jumping in PFF. And again, the whole premise is we're trying to create, I'm going to stop this at five and see where we're at. We're trying to create kind of a consensus between Peacock and myself, where I create kind of the street, the four or five houses, and he picks where the 49ers are going to live. So I think this is a little bit more accurate in the way that teams operate, where the scouting department builds the board and all those things, and then you've got to get the okay from the man upstairs, which is going to be Peacock here. So Cam Ward 1, Travis Hunter 2, Armon Membu went 3, Jenty 4, Abdul Carter 5, which means Mason Graham, we're sitting at pick 6, still on the board. You said you'd prefer Walter Nolan at 11 without the trade up even for a third. So we want to take it a couple more picks here.
I'm going to factor in the character stuff and say that I want to, if I can get Mason Graham and I only have to give up pick 100, the second of the third rounders, I'm willing to do that. I don't think we can get up to 6, but we should start calling for sure.
Okay, so we're not going to force any trades here. Yep. And to jump from 11 to 6, that is a 350-point discrepancy on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart. Pick 11 is worth 100. So we're offering pennies here, and we've got a 37% chance to be accepted. But we're going to offer that. And I hope, like you talked about earlier, this is, if you want to trade up, I think you're going to get bargains this thing. So we're going to offer this. We're going to offer pick 11 and 100 for pick 6. Not going to be accepted, but we're going to try it. All right, we're doing it. This is how I met my wife. I only had a 5% chance, you know what I mean? But that's all I needed.
You find her on the dating simulator?
Yeah, we went to undergrad together, but okay. If we were on a dating simulator, it would not have worked out. I got lucky. Okay, so Jihad Campbell went 6. So are we going to reoffer this deal, the same deal? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, see if the Jets want to offer that trade to the Jets and see if they like it.
Okay, we're at a 65% chance to be accepted. So we're in the plus category here. Boom, did not go through, and they took Mason Graham. So now Mason Graham's gone. They rejected our trade. But it's fun taking a shot. Now we're going to go to 11. Just jump forward.
I think we're just going to go straight to 11 here. There's nobody else I would move up for and see who's on the board.
Okay, Mikael Williams went 8, Tyler Warren 9, Mike Green 10. So now the 49ers are on the clock, and we're assuming they still have the rights of Brandon Ayuk. Okay. That's an important nomer here. Man, you got a lot of guys here. We got Tet McMillan, Will Campbell, Jahdae Barron. I know you're not as high on Barron as a lot of other people are. Okay, Malachi Starks, James Pierce, Will Johnson, Luther Burden, Donovan Ezeraku. I struggle with him. I have him ranked like at 31, and I know I need to bump him up. I struggle.
I don't think you need to bump him up. I think that's right. Here's another thing that happens. So draft Knicks, they love trade downs because they love more picks. The other thing draft Knicks do is they underrate size. NFL teams love size and love big players. And there's a handful of those guys in this draft, Jalen Walker and Donovan Ezeraku, and James Pierce, and Mike Green. There's a bunch of them that are sort of like the speed rushers, the undersized rushers. Some of those guys are just not going to fit for some teams. And I think the 49ers are one of those teams. Like, they're not going to draft Jalen Walker in the first round. There's no chance. You're not going to draft a 6'1", 245-pound edge rusher in the first round. I don't think you're going to do it. And so the big men win out, I think, in a lot of ways. Remember Scott McLuhan used to say, it's a big man's game. So that complete defensive end, you'll be shocked that some of those bigger defensive ends go higher than some of the speed guys, just because some of the, now if you're a team that employs a stand-up rusher, a little more of a 3-4 defense, and you can fit in a lighter-bodied edge, then I think you'll have to find those fits, though. Ezeraku, as fun as he is to watch on tape, the comp for me and Crocker when we did his tape was Harold Landry. And where did Harold Landry grow?
Boston right College. Pick
50. And there were people mocking him in the top 10, right? So that was a interesting player there to me. So I think you're not wrong. I think there's a chance that the 49ers might have an opportunity to get him in round 2. As good as he is as a pass rusher, and I like him a lot. Like, he would be one of my targets for the 49ers in round 2, maybe even moving up a little bit there. But it's just hard to find the perfect fits for a lot of these teams. And again, don't be surprised when the big men go high and the little guys slip a little bit.
That's the way that it goes. So are you interested in the trading package with what you've seen that's on the board? Is there any other position? Again, of course, Walter Nolan, your guy's there. I know you're Luther Burden. You've got Will Johnson, James Pierce, Will Campbell, Tep McMillan. James Pierce, is he off your list with another skinny ankle guy?
Skinny ankles. There's also some off-field whispers with him or some character stuff with him, which, again, it's hard to know which of this stuff is real, which is not. James Pierce is not as good as another like slim rusher, Brian Burns from a few years ago. I liked Burns a lot more. I think Pierce is a solid prospect, but he's someone I've for sure listened to offers and draft a little bit later in the first round. So for me here, I would take Will Campbell, but I would also absolutely be answering the phone.
Okay, so the phone, there are five teams that are interested in this pick. The Cardinals at 16, Bucks 19, Rams 26, Chiefs 31, Browns 33. Are there any of these that we want to bust out the trade pick chart and see if we can make something work, or do you want to stick?
I don't think I'm going to mess with the Cards. I'm not going to help them out. They're not going to help us out anyway. So I go Tampa first, see what they're up.
So that's 19. So you're dropping down eight spots. So your guy, Will Campbell, not there, but probably a defensive end. Right? That's what you're thinking. So if we look at the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, pick 11, 12, 50, 19, 875. So we're talking 375 points. Now, this is where I get stuck because the second round pick equals that, but there's never been a pick 11 and a second round pick swap involved at all. Like teams either do future firsts or multiple thirds. So whenever we're looking at this, I'm going to kind of X out pick 53 because I just don't think it's going to happen. So that would look like getting pick 84, a third rounder, and a future third, or I don't think two ones. Do you think they would do two ones?
Two ones. I'm trying
to think so. I just don't see it.
If a team comes up that far and gives up two ones, usually it's for a quarterback. So it's hard to imagine that a team would do that. So to me, if there's no second rounder coming back, a third probably isn't enough to go that far back. You'd be asking for a future one. I'm trying to think of like a non-quarterback future one trade. You got to go back to Julio Jones. And I think the Falcons went from like 20 to maybe even pick 7. They went up quite a ways.
Yeah, they went big time.
19 to 11, that was similar to what the Chiefs did. Chiefs went from like, what did the Chiefs do? Would they go from 20 to, oh, you know who went from the Bears when they traded up for Justin Fields? I think they went
to 11.
20 to 11, maybe.
And that was a future first.
And a future first, right. So that would be the cost of going up. So, you know, if you're going back that far, you're probably saying, look, if you're not going to offer us two, then you're going to give a future one. Otherwise, you know, thirds, we got two thirds already. I don't think it's going to do it.
So you don't think a 84 and a future third, not worth your and again, you talked about how teams that are trading up, I think that you are going to be paying less than the typical value because you're not going to have a lot of options. And so, you know, if you look at this trade chart, that's 170, so that's right at 1,000 plus the few. So you're basically getting a 100-point discount if you offer this trade. So 1984 and a future third, you're saying no, that's not enough value for you. You'd rather stay at 11.
I think I'd probably just stay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're not going to do it. It's just not there. So, okay, I'm going to give you the players. All right. And you got to pick from this pool. I kind of want to take Walter Nolan out of it just to be a jerk. And I want to see where you go elsewhere.
That's okay. That's okay.
But let's go Tep McMillan. I think best player available and need whether Ayuk's back or not. Will Campbell. I'm throwing Will Johnson in there. And I'm going to give you your guy way down. We got to scroll down to 25, Walter Nolan. So you've got Tet, Will Campbell, Will Johnson, and then you got your boy Walter Nolan. What is the idea, Shanahan, Peacock? Walk us through your logic here.
Tet isn't quite the Shanahan crush type of receiver. If there was no Ayuk, this would be an easy pick, Tet, for sure. And I still almost want to go Tet and then call some teams about Ayuk. If it falls this way, maybe the 49ers would wait until they see the board and be like, hey, if there's a wide receiver here, let's see. Like, because you know, if the Patriots draft Membo at 4 or something, and then they still need their wide receiver, because then they make a trade, you know. So that would be an interesting scenario for me. I'm gonna keep it as safe as possible with still some high upside for an all-pro player, just probably not a tackle, and go Will Campbell.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So you're going to plug and play him left guard.
He's left guard, and he might even be a center eventually. Maybe you think about trying him at tackle. Maybe he just stays at left guard for his entire career, like a Joe Tooney, and is an all pro. But he's a stud player, and he feels an immediate need, which is going to tickle Kyle Shanahan's fancy on his offense.
Elite athleticism, character.
Yeah,
you know he's got. Oh,
yeah, listen to this guy's talk about. They're going to love him in the meeting rooms for sure. Like teams are going to fall in love with Will Campbell in the meetings for sure.
Okay. So we're going to go Will Campbell, but this is kind of a negative on PFF. Once we select Will Campbell, the board disappears. Is there any player where you're like, if this guy falls, I might want to jump back up. So is there anybody that we want to identify now so that whenever the other picks come off the board, we're watching, man, if one of these defensive tackles fall or an edge guy, or is there anybody that stands out to you? The Kyle pound the table guy.
If I'm Kyle Shanahan, I already talked about Luther Burden. It's my draft crush already, right? You pass on Tet. If Luther Burden's still there into the late 20s maybe, if and I've seen him fall into mock drafts for some reason, and I'm not really sure. Donovan Ezeraku, who's one. I talked about Kenneth Grant and Walter Nolan, the defensive tackles. I might start thinking about, you know, Derek Harmon maybe or Josh Connerly, but we already went offensive line. So I'd be looking for a front seven defensive player, maybe one of those edge rushers that slides a little bit is okay. What I'm looking at there.
All right. So let's make our pick. We're going Will Campbell and we're going to watch the board. I like it. For other players that are kind of going off the board, Tet went 12 to the Cowboys. I actually think that's a good pick. Jahdae Barron, 13.
Is it worth taking Tet at 11 just so the Cowboys don't get him?
Man, they're not good at many things, but drafting wide receivers, they actually do pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Shamar Stewart went 15. Nick Emanwori, 14. Man, let's pick up the pace just a little bit. Jalen Walker, 16.
Malachi Starks is another name, by the way, that like would be a phenomenal fit for the 49ers. Ooh. And he seems to be sliding for some reason.
There's Ezeraku, 19. Amika went. Will Johnson gone. Sitting at 21 now. Josh Simmons gone. 22, Malachi Starks, your guy's gone. We're sitting at 23, and a lot of the names we brought up, you brought up, all the defensive tackles, none of them have really gone. Are we still wanting to let it keep going? You don't want to trade up for your guy?
And you know who's a trade-down team is probably the Minnesota Vikings. Already got some open lines of communication. You think they talked about in the draft and said, hey, you think about moving down in the draft if you wanted to come up from round two? And they'd be like, yeah, I'm interested because they only have four draft picks. So I think the Vikings would be a team where you could go up. And I think a lot of these teams are really active at the bottom of the first round that could go up or down.
So do you want to offer or you want to keep going?
Probably a little pricey here. Let's see. Pick 43 to 24 is like
470 to 740. So yeah, you're talking 300. You're talking a third and a future and something else.
Yeah.
So it costs your second, third, and a little more.
But you know what? Let's go to Washington's pick. Talking about teams with an open line of communication.
Oh, there you go. Loveland went 24. My tight end won. Luther Burden gone, 25.
Never mind. Shanny's not interested in moving up anymore.
Oh, so we're just going to speed it up.
I'm just kidding. Luther Burden is your guy, though. I swear. Do not be shocked when Luther. Again, Shanny is going to be punching air if Luther Burden goes in the late 20s and he didn't have a
rough stretch right there. Kelvin Banks, 26. Walter Nolan, 27. Kenneth Grant, 28. So we're kind of sitting there, and it's just like all the guys you mentioned. We're at Washington.
That was literally in a row. Banks, Nolan, Grant, Burden would have been the targets there.
We're just jumping forward now, right?
I think so. Hold on. Go back up a little bit and see
James. So here we go. The full draft, if we're looking at everybody coming off.
Yeah.
Shamar Stewart gone. Jalen Walker gone. Emanwori.
And yes, Simmons is another interesting one. Would he slide to round two potentially because of his knee? Would he be a possibility for the 49ers? I think you might want to take a chance at that point. If you did go defensive line in round one, he's really
tapes too. Man. He's the most plug and play tackle. Would have been a top five pick.
If you think he's going to be that guy. I think we might have to just play it out at this point, right?
I think so too. So yeah. Darius Alexander, Bell, Harmon, Hampton, Sanders, Scorton, Higgins, TJ, Harrison, a lot of guys. Oh, Jackson Dart went 42. So now the 49ers are on the clock. And we've got, again, if you just joined us, we got Will Campbell early on. So now lots of defensive prospects. Demetrius Knight, Josh Connerly, but we already got our offensive line guy. Xavier Watts, you got Trey Amos, who I'm a really big fan of. Landon Jackson, Siobhan Reville, Princely Umanmielen, Alfred Collins. Let's keep going. Not at Braden Swinson, edge player, but JT Tumalo, Carson Swish, man, Jack Sawyer. There's a lot of guys here. Anybody jumping out to you that's just like, ooh, Donovan Jackson, but we went Will Campbell, so no.
Yeah. I'm Kyle Shanahan, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Filter for running backs.
Oh, Jesus. A lot of them are going to be available.
Speaking of Shanahan draft crushes, I think my favorite fit is Travion Henderson, man. And the next Locked On 49ers episode, Croc and I are going to go over a bunch of running backs too after the Jordan Mason trade. You know, you got to think about life after Christian McCaffrey. I know Kyle Shanahan loves himself a running back. He loves his toys. And Travion Henderson has this just perfect outside zone ability, foot in the ground and hit the heck out of the hole and be gone. And it's some subtleties to his footwork too, just like boop, boop, gone, and keep that speed up. Kyle Shanahan's going to see that. He's going to love it. There's a lot of good running backs in this class. I think we're going to pass and we're going to wait a little bit, but do not be shocked. I will say this, of all the years, this would be one of the good years to do the third round running back, right?
Because third round, not second round.
A better player than Ty Davis Price there, or a better player than Trey Sermon there in the third round this year. But again, you got a lot of money and picks invested in Christian McCaffrey, so you shouldn't have to be taking a day two running back, but don't be shocked. I am Kyle Shanahan today, so I had to take a peek at those running backs. First of all, the board has fallen terribly in both rounds so far.
That is correct.
I like Jared Ivey here. Again, don't be surprised if a bigger defensive end goes ahead of some of the smaller ends, and he brings some pass rush ability, but you know, classic defensive end size to the table as well.
6'6", 274.
Yeah. I
mean, he's a big dude. He's played a lot. And that's the thing. The 49ers love experience. He has 2,200 plus snaps, which is the most in this edge class. So, like, if they stick with that experience, guys that have played a lot, he's got ready the most play of this edge class.
Right. Ready to come in and play. Jack Sawyer is just lacking a little bit of burst for me. I like JTT, his teammate, a little bit better. Looser athlete, but there's something missing from his game as well that it's hard to
production put just out. Doesn't show up.
Yeah.
In the playoffs it did.
Yeah. Do you want to try to sell me on Alfred Collins as the defensive tackle of the future?
My thing is, if you like Kenneth Grant's game, Alfred Collins is the lesser version of that. Like, he doesn't have the elite athletic profile that you're going to get with Kenneth Grant. But if you want a dominant run stuffer that makes your linebackers A+, offers a little bit in the pass rush, but not really that. I think the Niners have to get one of these run stuffing defensive tackles. And I mean, he is my number five defensive tackle in this class. So I think this is about where he will go. But again, if the pass rushing premium is what you're looking for, again, you shouldn't be talking Kenneth Grant, because very similar players in production at elite level, multiple years in a row. My favorite thing about Alfred Collins is the biggest plays of the biggest game, he shows up. You want those like crucial fourth and one stops. That's what he's that guy consistently through multiple years. But again, the pass rush profile, not really there. So if you want the run stuffing, that's where it is.
I like Xavier Watts a lot. He ends up being a pick for me in this zone just because I think he's a stud player. He's so good. Ball hawk, free safety, fit for what the 49ers need. They brought in, what's his name that used to play on the Chiefs and the Browns? The 49ers brought him in on Thursday for a visit. Didn't sign him.
Yeah, you're talking the Virginia guy.
Blanking on his name.
It's right there. I love this dude.
Yeah, a combine superstar, right? Freak of nature, range, free safety. They're clearly looking at that position, and they didn't sign him. Thornhill, thank you, Brian. Juan Thornhill. They're clearly looking for that archetype, and they need that. And I think Xavier Watts would be that. Jack Besh could be another Kyle Shanahan. Actually, in the Stanford receiver I can ever pronounce his name properly will block the heck out of you. And Shanahan's going to like that as well. So I'm trying to get the Shanahan thing in my mind, but not cloud my mind too much, because the guys that Shanahan might like, again, that'll be the head scratching picks. Man, Scatabo, way out on him. I'm blown away that people put him in the second round. I think he's a fifth rounder. Schlesinger is a really interesting one. It might be time for the 49ers to draft the linebacker a little bit higher.
This is the worst linebacker class ever, off-ball linebacker. But I do have a second-round grade on Carson Swiss. He's my only one. And so, like, I have one first-round grade on off-ball linebacker, and that's Jihad. Jalen Walker I put in the, you know, edge rusher. And then one second-round grade, and it's Swish. I really like his tape. I mean, he's slow. And his pro day is going to be rough, but this is a walk-on that turned into a team captain. But his tape is just, oh, my gosh, unbelievable. I love that dude.
I mean, who's the best defensive lineman here, in your opinion, John? Because, like, yeah, you can't go through the first two rounds and have not taken a defensive lineman, right? But the board hasn't fallen for us.
Yeah. Alfred, best run stuffer. Omar Lott, Norman Lott, best pass rusher. Farmer, a little bit of both. It's really not great. Edge, I think edge is where it's at. I think this is where the most talent lies, is at this edge position. I mean, Landon Jackson, Princely Umamniyelen, JTT, Jack Sawyer, Jared Ivey. I don't think any of the other ones fit in this category. But, like, I think these are all legitimate second-round rush players year in and year out. So, do you want the multi-purpose, big-bodied freak athlete, Landon Jackson, without the elite production? Do you want the speed rusher, a little bit of character issues? Do you want the all-around guy without production? Do you want all-production character guy, but without the bend in Jack Sawyer? Or do you want the big-bodied, experienced player? I feel like you said it earlier. I feel like Jared Ivey is, like, not sexy, but it's exactly what the 49ers need and covet. Whenever you look at just what he brings to the table, I don't know. So let's hone it in on edge.
It's Jared Ivey, right?
Am I crazy? I don't know. I'm curious what the chat says. Talk us out of Jared Ivey. Let's kind of, this is my draft write up on him.
Is there, are there any trade offers to maybe get a pick and still take Jared Ivey a little bit later?
So again, the trade offers are pick 50 Seattle, 57 Panthers, 68 Raiders, 69, nice, Patriots. We're pick 43. So how many spots do we want to drop down? 7 with Seattle. Are you anti-divisional trades?
I am in the simulator. I just think they're rare enough that I don't think it's something that you should play around with.
Okay. So then Carolina Panthers at 57. That's a 14 spot drop. What would that look like? I'm fine. Third round is where I love it. Every time I pick in the second round, I'm like, all right, cool. Every time I pick in the third round, I'm like, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Here's the plan. You drop down to 57, and then you package a bunch of picks and move back up if there's a couple of these guys that we're talking about still there, and then you go bam, bam, and double pick.
I'm cool with that. And if you look at dropping from 43, and we'll pick up the pace a little bit, everybody. I know this I know y'all don't want to be here for 3 hours, but
they're dropping. What are you talking about? They'll stay here all day with us.
I love it.
I see these names. They're familiar, man. No matter when we go live, they'll be there.
Now, the trade chart works out almost perfectly with we're trading with Carolina here, right? Oh, they don't have that next pick. They don't have. Oh, they do. Yeah. 57 and 74 doesn't really fit. So I wish they had their actual, because they traded up with, I think, the Jets or somebody. We would have to offer, so we could get 57 and 74, but we would have to throw back like pick 138. So we would drop back 14, but we jump up almost 60 spots. And then you want to use that? Is that what you're thinking? Like, you cool with that?
Yeah, let me think. Late, that's a late four.
138. It's a late four. That's the Chase. No, not Chase Young. Yeah, I think that is that's the Chase Young comp pick.
I mean, yeah, it's not a bad deal. We could see what Seattle's got. I'm not opposed to trading with Seattle.
Seattle drop it to 50. That's seven. And so, like, you're only getting – it's a 70-point discrepancy. So if you do that, you're basically – oh, man. They don't have the picks to make it work.
Let's go with the other one. Let's go with the other trade.
It's hard to find these guys that would, go together.
Would a fifth do it instead of the fourth? I guess it's only 10. It's only nine picks off. It's not.
Yeah. Really, we can keep clicking back. There we go. We can go to 160.
There we go. Jordan Mason, the gift that keeps giving.
There we go. We're going to give up the Jordan Mason pick. So 57 for 74, 57 and 74 for 43 and 160. So we're dropping back 14 to jump up 90 or about 85. Offer trade. Trade accepted. So we're going to just resume this to our pick.
Let's take a look at what's happening, because we're going to think about maybe even trading up again, possibly. We'll see how things fall. See what some of these names are that we'd already talked about.
And then we're going to turbo round this as we get later. Is what's going to happen. Xavier Watts, Donovan Jackson, Swiss is gone. Trey Amos. I really like Trey Amos. Mm-hmm. Connerly's gone. Yeah, Alfred Collins gone. I really like him. I like these players. Siobhan Reveal's gone. Travion, your guy's gone. Sorry, Kyle Shanahan.
Oh,
Landon Jackson's gone.
Shanahan is pissed right now.
Demetrius Knight, another. I think I got a third round grade on him. Alec A, the wide receiver Stanford's gone. Brady Swinson. And then the 49ers about to be on the JTT gone. So here we are. 49ers are on the board. And the guy that we would have taken, Jared Ivey, is still there. So we're taking Jared Ivey.
We're taking Jared Ivey, but let's hold on. Let's see who else is there and see if we might need to think about a move up as well from the third round to get a little bit closer for somebody else.
There are a lot of
anybody else that's jumping out to you, or like, this guy is not going to make it to the third round and it'd be worth doubling up.
I like the tight end Elijah Arroyo. I really do like him. Ariante Aristeri, Omar Norman Lott, man, Caleb Johnson. He's that zone fit slow, but
I'd be willing to wait on those guys.
Mason Taylor, again, another guy. So Chris Paul, maybe, but he's a fourth round guy, but he's going to go early. This is a terrible linebacker class. I'm not seeing anybody that I just have to. I like DJ Giddens a lot, but again,
I'm with you. I think we go Jared Ivey and then we see who's still there.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. Let's go get our edge. I like this. And so do we want to wait and see, or are we just going to zoom to our next pick?
Let's let it go.
Yeah. Let's let it go. Here we go. We got back-to-back picks somehow through our trading shenanigans. We're not going to trade anymore. We're just going to load up on some spots. So we got back-to-back picks here. The big board, Kyle Kinard, Josiah Stewart, Mason Taylor, Cameron Williams. No, he's not a fit. Ozzie Trapillo, Chris Paul made it. RJ Harvey, great running back. Jordan Phillips, we still don't have a defensive tackle. So one of these has to be a defensive tackle. Do you agree with that?
We have to get one tackle by pick 100. So we don't have to do it here, but it's got to be soon. And then we could probably get another one later. I mean, we could double dip at some point at tackle pretty easily. And that's kind of where it's like, you get one of the top dogs, or, man, I like Jamari Caldwell. I like CJ West. I like, you know, some of the smaller interior defensive. There's a lot of good defensive tackles that are going to be there into day two and even the beginning of day three.
What about Marcus Bowe as a center? Are you big on that, the Purdue guy?
We went interior offensive line. I just feel like
we already got one. Point
seven needs to be addressed, and a playmaker on offense potentially. But I'm really eyeballing front seven players and eyeballing maybe a free safety potentially would be the.
Well, Makuba's there. Are you not a Makuba guy?
I'm okay with Makuba, but just not quite here. Yeah, not quite here. He's a little undersized for me.
Okay.
Really early.
Jacob Parrish, another guy that I really, really like. So let's do this. I'm going to give you a group of names at multiple positions back to back. Okay. CJ West, defensive tackle, Indiana. We're going Jacob Parrish, corner, blitz and speed, best tackling dude in this draft from the secondary. Jeffrey Bossa, absolute perfect linebacker fit. I think that he is a stud. And Harold Fannin Jr., tight end. Of those four guys, you got to pick one. Fannin Jr., Jeffrey Bossa, Jacob Parrish, or CJ West. We got defensive tackle, corner, linebacker, or tight end. All big needs for the 49ers.
I mean, the third, this area was so good to the 49ers at linebacker. Dare they go again, another athletic linebacker? I think that would probably be the way to go here and keep working on the defensive front seven here.
There we go. We're going linebacker Jeffrey Bossa. I really, really like him. 6'1", 232. Fun, fun player. Wish he was a little faster, but man, his athleticism is good. Just not top end speed. Sounds a lot like Trey Greenlaw a little bit. That right up there. All right. So now we are back on the clock here. Still tight end. So I'm going to give you a different tight end flavor here. Mason Taylor, tight end. We got our linebacker. RJ Harvey, who I think Shanahan's going to really, really like, that running back out of UCF. You were talking safeties. Is there a safety that you really like?
I haven't watched a ton of the later round safeties. Xavier Watts went. I would need, and again, here's one of the things that happens, I think, with mocks and simulators versus the real draft. I think some of the running backs are going to fall a little bit. I think some of the nickel safeties are going to fall. That's why I talk about Jahdae Barron. I really think that, I mean, you can like Jahdae Barron all day long, but if he's a nickel, teams aren't going to draft him in the top half of the first round. Not going to happen, right? So I think some of those players are just going to naturally fall a little bit at some of those positions. So I think the 49ers might be in a place to grab a safety here that doesn't fall in a simulator, but that will fall because of positional value in a real mock draft.
Okay. Now, if you like Luther Burden, do you also love Jalen Royals? Because I feel like he is that next thing down.
Yeah. I mean, I could see him being a Shanahan guy all day long for sure. Is he looking for that archetype? And did the 49ers trade Brandon Ayuk is the question of how high you go for a wide receiver here, but he's got to be on the list. I think Bo would be on the list for sure if we didn't draft an interior offensive lineman already. I'd still be interested in Fannin, although less interested now that they brought back Juszczyk and they signed a backup tight end. I think they're kind of telling us Fannin is a really interesting evaluation too, because he moves like he doesn't have joints.
Yeah.
Like, how are you so athletic and unathletic at the same time? He's such
not
an
fast. Athlete. Not can't fast.
Turn. Can't turn, but he's powerful and he's got some burst and some explosion, but he's not. He's a weird player. Yeah.
There's Zoolander, baby.
His can't hips are fused together in some odd way. He's an odd player.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to give you, I'm still giving you CJ West and Jacob Parrish. So okay. We got our corner, we got our defensive tackle. I'm going to throw in one of the wide receivers. I'm going to go Savion Williams.
Okay.
Wide receiver. And then I want to add in one more. Man. We got him. I'll do another edge that I think is a perfect fit as well. Kyle Kennard, if you want to double dip there.
Yeah.
So those are our options. We got Kyle Kennard, DJ Giddens, Jalen Royals. Oh, no. And Savion Williams, right? That's the one I said.
Yeah.
Not Jalen.
I think you go Kennard. I think you just keep going defensive pass rushers. You could run a NASCAR package out there of Bosa and Kennard on the edges. You could have Ivy with Yetur Gross-Matos on the inside if you wanted to. We're not done. We're going to draft a defensive tackle with the next pick. I have a feeling someone's going to be there for us. So, let's keep getting after the quarterback. We got to go front seven. We got to address that in this draft.
I like it. Now, this is showing how big the draft is. And if you want to come out days one or day two of the draft, come join us. We're going to be in downtown San Francisco. I am so excited. The 49ers Rush Road Trip is heading into year six. We started back in 2019, and we're coming home to the Bay Area. For the draft, we're going to be live downtown in the North Beach area at the historic Broadway Studios for day one and day two of the NFL draft. So come join us. We're going to have join the faithful live broadcast of draft picks as they are coming in live time with full TVs. We got big screens. We've got trivia. We've got giveaways and much, much more. Doors will open one hour before the draft starts on both days. And if you're coming from work, no worries. If your ticket, you buy your ticket, automatic guaranteed entrance, show up whenever you can. Kids get in free. And if you are struggling trying to get your youngsters to be more on board with the 49ers or the draft or whatever, bring them out to an event. They get in free with a ticketed adult, and we make sure our entire team knows kids come first. Every single youngster leaves with something tangible that they can tie to this experience. Come give it a shot. Tickets are currently only $20 for each day. That's it. We're not trying to make a lot of money on this. We're just trying to build a wonderful experience. So go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Get your tickets today for day one and day two of the NFL draft. Prices will go up, but with where they are right now, just $20 a piece and kids get in free. Join us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, so we're going to get through this second half of this draft really, really quick. Just to summarize what we got so far, Will Campbell early. We traded back for Jared Ivey, Jeffrey Bosa, Kyle Kennard. So we got two edges, a linebacker, and a tackle. We're at pick 100, and we got to take a defensive tackle, Brian. So we got Deion Walker, C.J. West, Aeneas Peebles, Jamari Caldwell. Who of those top four guys do you want to take in the defensive tackle spot?
I mean, we've been flirting with C.J. West for so many picks here. I feel like we'd be doing him dirty if we didn't make that selection, which is why I waited on tackle. I see the chat. You're talking about defense tackle. We didn't force one because it's a deep class. And we're going to address that next here, I think, with C.J. West. I really like Jamari Caldwell. If you're looking for the bigger body guy, you could pair him with some of the other interior rushers. You know, Virginia Tech's got a good one, and Ole Miss has a good one, and they're, you know, love the Sacramento kid and Omar Norman Lott. He's so undersized. I don't think he's going to go as high as he is listed in some of these mocks as well. I think he's going to be a third round guy. So a lot of options at defensive tackle, which is why you don't have to force it early.
All right. So now we went defensive tackle. We're fourth round, pick 113. I think this was this wasn't the pick that we got extra, but I want to force a running back pick here. I want to figure out who Brian Peacock really, really likes. So here is the running backs available. Yeah, Jadon Blue, the speedster, Damian Martinez, Breshard Smith, Ja'Cory Kroski, Jacquez Hunter, Khalil Mullins, Travis Etienne, Marcus Yarns, Kyle Monongai, Bashil Tutin, Taj Brooks. There's lots of them. And we know Shanahan's going to take one five rounds before anybody else. So where these players are valued matters not. This is a Kyle Shanahan. Who is the running back that Kyle Shanahan is going to fall in love with?
It's Travion Henderson in the second, or it's Bashil Tutin in the fourth is what I'm going to say. And I don't know if it'd be this pick in the fourth. Maybe it's the later fourth. I don't know. But Tutin's got that speed. He's got that burst. He's going to remind him a lot of, you know, past 49ers running backs that can get north and hit that hole. And then he's the perfect Shanahan offensive skill guy because he's going to draft him. He's going to fumble once, then go into the doghouse too. So it's the perfect prospect for Kyle Shanahan. Bashil Tutin's kind of the guy I'm looking at. I like Jordan James a lot too. He's not quite as dynamic as some of the other guys. Trevor Etienne's a little bit undersized, but catch the ball out of the backfield. I mean, it's such a great class too. I mean, this is why you trade Jordan Mason, because it's a good class to draft a running back in the 49er. And Kyle Shanahan's probably like, oh, I love all these guys. Let's trade Mason and draft one of these guys. I do want to address something in the chat really quick, which is fascinating to me. Chad, a little bit ago, said, Kennard annihilated Will Campbell, who was our first-round pick. So thank God Campbell doesn't have to play against him here. And it's a perfect example of why Will Campbell is a guard or a center in the NFL. Kennard, what does he have? Long arms, 34-inch arm length. And that's the reason that you put a guy inside that doesn't stick at tackle. And we saw it in that matchup with Will Campbell. He's got the 32.5-inch arms. He's got the shorter arms. And we saw it in the Super Bowl with Josh Sweat beating up on a guy who was a guard, and they pushed him out to tackle. And you ask yourself, well, why does a player that's that good, you know, why is he automatically a guard in the NFL? And we saw it in the Super Bowl, and we saw it with LSU against South Carolina too. So Kennard's a really good player, gets after the quarterback, had a nice little workout, but he's got that arm length and it's so important.
Yeah, I well said. Yeah, I mean, there's short arms, then there's Will Campbell arms. His athleticism helps, but they're cornerback arms, which is, that's rough. It's hard to translate. But Niners, they've done it in the past. So we're going Bashil Tutin here, running back?
We're going to wait. Unless I can only choose from running backs, because you're my GM.
You got to pick a running back now, Kyle. Okay. This is your guy.
It's going to be probably Damian Martinez or Tutin, and I just think Tutin is that Shanahan back.
There we go. There's no way we get through the fourth round in those comp picks without taking a running back now. It's just no way. There's just no way. So here we go. We've got some tight ends that are there. Mitchell Evans. We've got, let's see here, Benjamin Urosek. Once we get to this spot, this is kind of where they are. Billy Bowman, you talked about safeties earlier. He's a height, weight, speed guy. Mm-hmm. Kind of hair on fire, a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of missed tackles.
Exactly, but how John Lynch likes his safeties, right? He plays with that fire that have really been big hits for the 49ers in this portion of the draft when they draft those types of players. So he's a really interesting one for me when you get to this point in the draft.
Okay, Kobe Hudson and Pat Bryant. So we've got our pool, two wide receivers. Kobe Hudson, he's a little bit more of that Debo kind of shifty, whatever, but can run the full route tree. Pat Bryant, he's your outside X wide receiver. And I'm going to throw in Billy Bowman and one of these tight ends. We'll go Mitchell Evans. So you got to pick from that group, Mr. Peacock.
Mitchell Evans is a little bit of that, the Luke Farrell prototype. So maybe you don't need to go there at tight end. I think we can wait on that. I'd probably go Billy Bowman here. Which is the way he plays. Pat Bryant is a player I like a lot. I think he's going to fall a little bit just because of his overall athleticism, ran a 4.6, but he'll block you. He's got amazing catch rate, does not drop the football. I like Pat Bryant. I left his tape a lot. I think he plays faster than he ran, but he's a player you can wait on.
There we go. So we got Billy Bowman. Now, let's see here. This is our last pick in the fifth round. Then we got 3 sevenths. So none of these players are going to last. This is the last chance we'll see any of these guys. Okay. So tell me if you see somebody like Kobe Hudson, Simeon Barrow, as another defensive tackle. I feel like that's one of the positions you have to double dip on. Do you agree with that?
I do. And you'd be looking at more of a pass rushing type to go with CJ West, I think. Right. So I think that's probably the style you would ideally look for. Although I have no problem with doing double big bodies on the interior as well. But yeah, get a couple of those guys in a deep class.
Yeah, Seth McLaughlin, center. Isaac Tesla, another one of those just freak wide receivers. Nick Nash, you know, local guy. A lot of people really, really like him.
I know the name is tough for 49ers fans, but Kyle Williams, if you want to talk about speed, Kyle Shanahan, he likes his big receivers to be slow and his small receivers to be fast. He does, and he likes his medium receivers to be medium.
Like my eyes blocked it. I was like, I haven't even seen him on the board. I scrolled past him like 3 times. I was like, Kyle Williams does not exist in this reality, but that's not fair to him. He didn't pick his name. And as long as he won't wear jersey number 10, like no issues. McCorkle's already took it. But yeah. is there anybody here that you're like, man, this is the last chance that jumps out to you? Let's get that guy.
Go back to the interior defensive lineman again. Let's see who's all right. Was it Barrow? Was the top guy there?
Barrow, Tonka, Tim Smith, Junior Tafuna. Yeah.
And you're a big fan of Barrow, right?
I do like Barrow. He's one of those experienced, lots of playing time.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, there we go. We got our two defensive tackles. Now we're in the seventh round. Let's get crazy. Positions we have addressed. We haven't drafted a wide receiver. We haven't drafted we did get our linebacker, but we don't have a wide receiver or a tight end. Or a corner.
This is a perfect opportunity for a Rondae Gadsden, who can be kind of wide receiver slash tight end. You got your block first tight end in free agency and Luke Farrell. Now you get your move pass catching tight end.
Oh, I like that. Let's get a corner. Otherwise, we're going to be a mess. Yeah, you got a couple guys, man. Fintrell Cypress the second, Tommy Hill, Jabbar Muhammad. Lots of guys that I think the 49ers have shown interest in.
And this is tough because you're trying to hit every single need in the draft. And, you know, sometimes need and value doesn't quite hit on the board. And there's just going to be some positions. You're not just going to be able to perfectly nail every single need. And you're not going to hit on every player in the NFL draft either. Like, that's what we have to remember. And it's hard to, you know, you forget every single year. It's like, cool, 11 picks. We're gonna draft 11 starters. Let's go. It's just not going to happen that way. Right. So now you're just drafting dudes, drafting dogs. Who's a dog here at corner? That's who we're going with.
The toughest player, I think, is Tommy Hill. He's the football guy. He's got some struggles with flipping his hips and stuff. But, like, man, worst case, he's going to be a special teamer. I like Tommy Hill. I think he's tough.
You get a special teamer in the seventh round, you're doing all right.
All right, Tommy Hill, we got corner. And then what was our other position? Oh, wide receiver. We got to get a wide receiver. Rock Taylor, in there. Yeah. Elijah Badger, he's a guy that jumped on tape watching Pearsall. How many Florida wide receivers? We got DeMarcus Robinson. We've got Ricky Pearsall. I'm not a Gator fan by any stretch, but he is there. Weird, right? Zachary Franklin, another guy. Any names jump off to you here? Taquan Felton, he's that Debo kind of freak returner, whatever mold. Anybody?
I would say probably Rock Taylor was the first name to jump out at me here, but I could be talked into some of these other guys if there's a scouting report that you think is the fit here in the seventh round.
Man, it just kind of go with you. Sorry.
I was just saying, any of those guys return. Like, that's kind of like the big thing. Like, who can
– Felton's a big returner.
Return value late when you get into that portion of the draft. But I think we did pretty good here.
I ain't mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
The board did not fall perfectly. We had to work hard to get this haul, and I think we nailed it, John.
We got a B+. And so, like, you know, that I was a B+ student. What?
It was hard for me not to draft a running back early when I put my Kyle Shanahan hat on today, John.
If you get out of this draft with Bashiel Tutin, though, do you feel like regret that you didn't get one of your second or third round guys?
I think Kyle Shanahan, when the 49ers go to bed at night after round one, he's going to say, I won't be able to sleep unless I know I'm going to get Travion Henderson tomorrow, or whatever his pet player is going to be.
Henderson, day two,
in my mind,
if day two didn't break after the third round, none of these third round running backs would have ever happened. It's just he's a right. little kid at Toys R Us picking his game, and like he just can't help himself.
That's probably the thing to look out for, is the 49ers either taking a running back at 75 or even going up from 75. That really and everyone would be like, oh wow, what? But then at this time, you'd be like, oh, but I want that guy on my fantasy team. You know, it'll be that kind of reaction.
So, summarizing before we wrap up, sorry we went long today. Will Campbell, then we traded back and got Jared Ivey, Jeffrey Bosa, linebacker, Kyle Kennard, edge, defensive tackle. Oh, my light's going wigging out over here. Kyle Kennard, edge, CJ West, defensive tackle, Bashiel Tutin, running back, Billy Bowman Jr., the safety, Simeon Barrow Jr., the defensive tackle, Rondé Gadsden, the second tight end, Tommy Hill, corner, and Rock Taylor, wide receiver. Whew. That was a lot.
I like it. It looked a lot different than a lot of the mock drafts I've done too. So that's what was fun about this exercise today.
I like it. I like that I learned. And so I appreciate that, Brian. And I know everybody already listens to all of the Peacock Locked On episodes, the NFL, you and Williamson's awesome. And then of course you and Crocky. Just want to say thank you, Brian. One, just for one of being somebody that does so much for the 49ers community, including myself. Yeah, you are the freaking man. And yeah, what's next besides your four podcasts you do every day? Where can we catch you and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, we're simulcasting here with this episode on the OT with BP. It's my overtime channel, the stuff that doesn't go on Locked On 49ers, and kind of have a little fun, go longer form, do stuff like this with other creators and other analysts like John, and with a lot of other folks that I have. I'm doing one a little bit later this week with Jason Aponte as well. I'm going to try to have some more NFL draft roundtables on my overtime channel as well. So subscribe up there. Locked On 49ers Daily with my guy, Eric Crocker. We're probably going to go live during the draft on the OT with BP channel like we did last year and kind of break things down as they go. Although I might have to just show up at Chapman's live event since it's downtown in the city. I just got to drive over the bridge. It's 10 minutes away for me. So I might have to just go there instead and maybe have a couple pops with Chapman as we watch the NFL draft live. So yeah, and Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Find me on Twitter at BD Peacock. I'm everywhere. I'm easy to find.
I freaking love it, man. Guys, y'all are the best. Appreciate y'all for sticking with us. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.